This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Friends, last month we were deeply saddened by the sudden passing of our founder and president, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein. Rabbi Eckstein's daughter, Yael Eckstein, has assumed the mantle of Rabbi Eckstein's leadership and is now leading the fellowship forward as its president. Helping Christians understand more about the Jewish faith and about Israel was one of Rabbi Eckstein's greatest passions. And it's in that spirit that we share Rabbi Eckstein's teaching with you.
The celebration of Purim is the story of Queen Esther. As you may recall, after Queen Vashti was dethroned for defying him, King Xerxes of Persia chose Esther to be his new queen. At the insistence of her cousin Mordechai, Esther kept her Jewish identity a secret. Meanwhile, Haman, the king's prime minister, was outraged that Mordechai, a Jew, refused to bow before him. As punishment, Haman plotted to destroy Mordechai and all his people. Lots were cast to determine the date on which the Jews would be destroyed, and that's where Purim gets its name from. Purim, the Hebrew word for lots. Mordechai urged Esther to use her position to help her people, saying, "And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?" This was a huge risk for Esther, as the punishment for appearing before the king unannounced was death. After fasting for 3 days, Esther made her decision, "If I perish, I perish." What an incredible illustration of doing what's right and standing up for God's people despite the risks. Esther's courage and faithfulness inspire us even today.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. To record your prayer for Yael Eckstein and for the Eckstein family, call 888-241-IFCJ.